All right. We'd like to call this meeting to order 6:29. Can we all rise for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. Is Karen here?
She's not.
Okay.
Well, you're stuck.
All right, no problem. Roll call. John Kowarik?
Here.
Sam Palastro's here. Earl Robinson? Absent. Jeffrey Bell is not here. Ray Bowers?
Here.
David Reed?
Here.
And Rita Pelagi?
Here.
Okay, so we have five.
We have a full board.
Item number four on the agenda, additions or deletions and acceptance of the agenda. Anybody have anything? Nothing to add. Okay. Next, item number five, the public portion. Does anybody from the public wish to speak that does not pertain to anything that is on the agenda for tonight? One last time, anybody? Nope. Okay. Can I get a motion to close the public portion? Motion made by John.
Second.
Seconded by Ray. All in favor? All opposed? Okay. Item number six, approval of minutes from the May 16th, 2024 meeting. Those were all sent to us. Can I get a motion? Or do we have any addendums or?
I'll make a motion that we accept the minutes as published.
Okay. Motion made by John.
I'll second the motion.
Seconded by Ray. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. Motion carries. Item number seven, the applicant regarding 17 Hawthorne Avenue is not here. He did contact us and asked for an extension for next month. He is away on vacation. We actually knew this from the last meeting. So we are going to bypass item number seven here. I don't think we need to make a, do we need to make a motion to continue this to next month? I don't.
We might as well.
All right. I'll make a motion to continue item number seven with the applicant on 17 Hawthorne Avenue to the July meeting. Do I have a second?
Second.
Seconded by Dave. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? All right. Motion carries. Item number eight, applicant for North 40 Holdings LLC, 2325 North Avenue, Derby, requesting location of affected premises, appealing the Derby zoning regulations of 195-17A E4 to reduce the bulk front yard setback requirements 5 feet as per approved variance granted March 10th of 2021. And to two and a half feet for the feet of purposes. In addition, that will allow code compliant expansion of the existing building and businesses. Does somebody, would you guys like to step up and please state your name?
Miss, this was on your last month's agenda and you had the public hearing and Dominic Thomas, my office, my boss, was the one who handled that. It was tabled because there were just four commissioners and you'd have to have a unanimous vote to approve the application. So it was we waited till we have a full board for the vote. I just want to make sure that all the commissioners that are going to be voting tonight have, there are a couple that are not, weren't in the prior hearing. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. The three, actually, three out of the five.
That's what I want to make sure of. They read the minutes or looked at the video.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We can confirm all that. Okay.
Rita.
No, I'm sorry. I was not able, I wasn't sent a video or any information about this except for the minutes that I read from last month. That's the only thing I received.
Well, perhaps I should go over a little bit of what transpired last month again. Okay. All right. This application involves the Dewdrop Inn. I think hopefully everybody's familiar with it. Myself, I've never been there. But In the application attached to the application was a site plan which showed what the property looks like, and it's a very long, thin piece of property with a dewdrop here and extending all the way over to here. So it's extremely narrow. The dewdrop is located on the far southern portion, or on the site plan, the right side of the site plan. Now, there was a variance granted. The front setback is 20 feet in this area, and there was a variance granted in March of 2021 or two for a patio. This was during COVID, for a patio, outside patio, and that variance reduced the setback from 20 feet to 5 feet. The patio was never constructed. At the last hearing, my client testified that although it was going to involve some blasting and stuff, it was going to be hugely expensive to do that. So he never did actually construct the patio. But we do have a variance reducing the whole front yard to 5 feet from 20 feet. So what he's proposing now is to expand the kitchen area of of the dewdrop, which, if you're facing the building, is to your right. The patio is going to be over to the left. So he needs more room for the kitchen. So he wants to expand the right of the building. And the proposal is to keep the front facade of the building, what is it, about 20 feet wide, the addition?
Yeah, 15 feet wide.
15 to 17 feet
right, wide.
Right. So it would comply with what's there now in the front of the building. However, the building itself is, and it's a pre-existing non-conforming building, pre-existing non-conforming use. But the building is located approximately 2 feet, well, according to the engineer, I think it was 2 feet, 8 inches from the property line. But just to be safe, you wanted a couple of inches because, you know, the building can vary a little bit. So the town engineer, I believe, suggested it be 2.5 inches, 2 feet, 5 inches of variance. So that's why that figure comes in there. So basically, it's to put an addition to the right side of the building. And at the last hearing, there was a discussion about the prior variance that was granted. And there was concern that you keep asking for variance, and at some point you got to stop that. So it was a discussion about whether he was willing to give up the variance on the left side for the patio so that he could, in conjunction with this variance here, and he indicated he would. I mean, he certainly would do that. So, if you're going to grant this, if you're inclined to grant this variance, we would agree to a condition that the prior variance is falls by the wayside, and so in effect, I think the chairman sort of commented on this at the last hearing. In effect, you're removing the variance on the left side of the building when you're facing the building, removing that big variance, which is under your regulations, any variance is a non-conforming use or non-conformity, and you're using a part of it basically or expanding the right side of the building. So in a way, you're reducing the whole non-conformity. Right now, you have a big patio that's authorized there, but it's not going to be built. Remove that variance and sort of shift it to the right. And this is a smaller area, as I say, and so allow him to expand the building. He can't go back in that area to the right. You have a sheer cliff and you have the cemetery right above it. So you just can't go that way. So this is the only possibility for him to do it. So I think that's perfectly appropriate. I think that's grounds for the variance, especially since he'll be giving up one variance so that he could basically use it on the other side, but it's smaller. Right now, the variance is has a 5 foot setback for the entire length of the property. He really needs a variance for just the area where he's going to add the kitchen. I think the case law also clearly supports that. I've been looking at the case law. The courts have made certain changes over the years. One case was the Jersey case involving Derby, and Brian was involved with that. And the provision that you can't grant a variance unless you prove that you can't put the property to any other reasonable use, the court rejected that in that case. The most recent case that I came up with was Mayor Whitman versus the Zoning Board of Appeals in the city of Stamford in 2019. And that involved a sea cottage that was destroyed by Sandy and stuff. And in that case, the property had four buildings and he had other cottages he could rent, but and he needed a variance to move the building slightly because of floodplain things. And the court said in that case, presumably any reduction in a nonconformity could only benefit the zoning scheme. And so that's my argument here tonight. A reduction on the variance that was granted, the nonconformity on the left side, okay, would benefit the zoning regulations. And we're just using a portion of that variance on the right side so he can expand the kitchen and keep the business going, basically.
The departure really was a narrowness of the lot.
The topography. Right. But this is an additional, yeah. Reason. And there's another case, I can't remember it, but the Supreme Court held that zoning commissions have the authority to grant a variance from one non-conforming use to a lesser non-conforming use. That had to go to the Connecticut Supreme Court, and they decided that's a proper basis for granting a variance. So I think there's ample basis for you to use your discretion in granting this variance here. If I have any questions.
Questions? Rita, do you have any questions?
I don't. I'm familiar with the building, and I'm... You know, I can visualize it, but I don't have any questions.
Okay.
There were also questions about if we had enough parking. What he's going to do in the main building, he's going to move the, when you walk in, apparently the bathrooms are right to the right side. And so he was going to move those a little further down the hall, and he would have two additional tables in there. There was a discussion about the parking, but it was determined by, I guess, the engineer or the town planner was on Zoom at the time and indicated that he had enough parking there.
Sorry. I have 112 spots. I just so everybody knows.
Yep.
Counted them.
Yeah, we asked. I didn't know what the parking lot in the back.
Yeah.
I don't know what it held and if where you were at your limit.
Yeah.
So I didn't know what kind of wiggle room you had. That was my question. That's been.
And you needed one
it's fine.
Space.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's fine.
All right. Well, I'm not going to say any more then.
Okay. Anybody here before you step down? Anybody have questions? Anybody?
No.
All right. At this time, I'm going to open it up for anybody. If you guys can have a seat right now, unless we have any other questions. Thank you. Anybody from the public wish to speak on this? On this application only? Anybody from the public? All right. Not hearing any. Can I have a motion to close the public portion for number eight for this application?
I'll make the motion.
Motion made by John.
I will second the motion.
Seconded by Ray. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. So, guys, we have to deliberate. It's time to discuss the application if we have any questions amongst each other before we make a motion, before we decide to rule. From the last meeting. Certainly, if you have a question for P&Z, we have one representative right here in case. Are you good? You guys are good? All right. When I propose this, I'm going to put in there that it's based on the fact that you are willing to take the variance off because it's not in here as written. Okay. So you're going to remove the one variance for the acceptance of another. Okay. So that I'm going to try to a condition of the acceptance of this.
Couple minutes.
Okay. Mr. White, I didn't know you were on. Yep, do you I'm have sorry. Anything you want to add to this application before we render a decision?
No, I think that they've made the case for the non-conforming use, the reduction on one side to the other. And, as far as I'm concerned, the zoning board probably vote in favor of this tonight. Are you guys getting me?
Yes, we heard you. Vote. Thank you. Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
I'm sorry, if you're speaking, I can no longer hear you.
We're making, we're just discussing how we're going to verb the, how we're going to say the motion.
I'm in a bad area right now.
I just need a moment.
Might be coming in and out. Okay.
Okay, sorry.
Okay, sorry about that. So I'm going to make a motion to accept the North 40 Holdings LLC. Application appealing the Derby Zoning Board Regulation 195-17A E4 to reduce the bulk front yard setback requirement from the 5 feet to the 2.5 feet for the purpose of an addition that will allow code compliant expansion of the existing building and business. Rescinding their previous variance that was granted on March 10th of 2021. So is that clear? Does that suffice for everything today?
Yeah, so the acceptance.
The acceptance is based on the approval is
the application.
Correct.
With that condition that the prior variance
will
void, and that if it was filed in the land records.
Yeah, so we're just going to ask you to go back to the land records and strike that one, and we will grant this one.
He would record this one and have to take care of it.
We want that one removed.
Okay.
Removed.
Mechanics. It's mechanical.
We'll work it out.
And the stated hardship is the reason is the
shape of the property.
Shape of the property and the topography.
Yes.
Okay. And the reduction of the not of the
and the reduction of the pre-existing non-conforming already that was already granted. So you're just minimizing that footprint.
Correct.
Should I do that again or no?
No,
good. Okay, we're good. All right. Do I have a second?
I will second the motion.
Second made by Ray Bowers. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Rita?
Aye.
Okay. All right. Vote is unanimous. Congratulations. All right. We go to item number 11, adjournment. Do we have a motion?
Motion adjourn.
Motion made by John.
Second.
Seconded by Ray. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? All right.
Good night, guys.
The time
6:48.
Is 6:48. Thank you.